Rose McAllister, and this is The Weekly. Last night, there was a series of recordings released which revealed secret conversations between a number of prominent political figures. These conversations were led by former Senator Trash, who was trying to convince other left-wing elected officials to run as dummy candidates for the presidential race. The end goal, according to these recordings, was to split the Electoral College into a tie and force the presidential results to go to Congress to decide. Former Secretary Jett leaked these conversations to the Northern Network in an effort to publicly denounce the actions of Trash, after which Trash was ejected from the United Left and he publicly announced on Twitter that he was dropping out of the race for president. This opened the door to new candidates to step forward and fill the gap on the left against Governor Sandoval for the presidency. One of these potential frontrunners, Ryan Daly, announced his candidacy over Twitter. I asked Ryan to join me on The Weekly to give a bit of information on why he decided to run and what he feels the upcoming challenges would be. Ryan, welcome to The Weekly.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So you announced that you're going to be running for president. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Can you tell me a little about why you decided to run for president?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very simple answer. I see that a country I love, and I see the issues. I believe I can fix them, you know. At the end of the day, the working class is what the backbone of this country. And every single day, you see them getting scammed, you know, getting taken advantage of by politicians. I'm just done with that, you know. It's just simple. Simply, all I want is change for the country that I love.
Okay. So you're appealing more to the working class voter, is that what you're saying?
Oh, exactly. I'm all for the working class. My campaign, everything is based on the working class. It's just that they are what matters, not special interests, not lobbyists, not the elite. The working class is what matters of this country.
Okay. Can you actually tell me a little bit about your platform? Like, other than the working class, who are you appealing to? And then maybe who do you think is going to be the hardest to garner votes from?
Well, my platform is based on ideals of more social programs and bigger government for, you know, those who aren't fortunate enough to have enough money, like the elite, like the establishment, elitist, you know. I'm trying to appeal to those who feel their lives have not been positively affected by the last few administrations and who work long out 40, 50 hours a week, 60 sometimes for some people, and still struggle to get by. In my opinion, that is not fair. That many Americans claim that this is the greatest country in the world. How can they claim this country is great when you have people who work 60 hours a week and they still cannot feed their children because they're focused on healthcare, because they're focused on their bills, their electric, their water? Those are the people I'm appealing to. In my opinion, it will be the hardest to win the rich, or the first class vote, because I will raise taxes on them. I will go on record right now. I will raise them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So you want to diversify taxes. You're saying you're looking to expand social programs. Those kinds of things are part of your platform?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, a more detailed one's going to be released later tonight. I just have to let my campaign has to make a few more edits to it.
Right. Absolutely. So do you feel like the United Left and the Social Democratic Party, the GOP, those are going to be the votes that you're trying to win?
I mean, those are the votes I will be fighting for, you know. I'm not fighting for libertarian votes.
Right. And so do you feel like Not a Name is your biggest contender in the race then?
I mean, libertarians, right-leaning people, obviously, look at my platform, looking at what I stand for in the past, aren't going to vote for me. Not a Name is my biggest opponent at the moment.
Okay. So since Not a Name maybe has a little bit more of an established base, do you worry that people are going to say that you're running as a spoiler or that you're going to split the vote for the left?
No, not at all, because those ideals, that's party politics. In my opinion, you don't vote for the party, you vote for the individual who you feel best represents you. So at the end of the day, no, I'm not a splitter vote. I am attempting to help the country I love. And the people who say that, who say, hey, he's a splitter vote, I mean, you, at the end of the day, you're just thinking party. I'm not running with any of that.
Right. Okay. So you think that you can garner a base, or you can gain a base in the time between when you release your platform tonight, your campaign releases your platform tonight, and when the election happens in just a couple weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely do believe that, just for the fact that, you know, people are sick and tired of what's happening. You know, our presidents are just career politicians, you know, they just in power for years and years. What has changed? Has anything really changed for the working class of this country? Those people who work long hours, not much has changed. So I really do think if I can appeal well enough to that working class, I could establish a very well, a sturdy base.
Okay. Also, I have to commend myself for making the same mistake that President Kavanaugh has made multiple times when he was running this podcast. We are recording today, Monday, October 26th, at about 3 p.m.
Yep.
All right. So just for, you know, timeline of the events that are happening right now. So you're a registered independent. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Can you tell me some of your political leanings or what parties you've been a part of in the past?
Yeah, sure.
If any?
Yeah, sure. I was a part of the United Left as an affiliate, so I'm not really sure how much you would consider me a part of them. Grassroots party. And then back in my early days in politics, I was part of the right-wing Tea Party. That was a disaster. Don't want to talk about that.
Sure. Go ahead.
My experience in the right-wing party really opened up my eyes, and I had a change of thought during that time.
Okay, so during your time in the Tea Party, you shifted away from the right-leaning, or your right-leaning politics, and you shifted pretty far left, it seems, based on some of the things I've heard you say.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
What inspired that? Could you tell me?
Sure. Basically, one day I was just thinking to myself about certain ideals that I believe in, and I just said to myself that society isn't fair. Obviously, it isn't always going to be fair, but I just thought to myself, I was like, why not try to make society more fair by bigger government and more social programs? It's a very simple solution in my mind. Obviously, it's much more complicated than that. Another factor is in my time in right-wing parties, I saw a lot of authoritarians and some proto-fascists that just opened my eyes to the right-wing message that I just could not support.
Okay. So as far as authoritarians, what would be your response if the Libertarian Party comes out and says that big government and more taxes, that makes you an authoritarian? How would you respond to that?
If the definition of authoritarian, you need to be sacrificing your rights to become an authoritarian state. I'm not asking people to sacrifice their rights. I'm asking the higher classes to just pay a bit more tax. That's all. I'm just asking, more social programs does not equal authoritarianism, because the populace will not be surrendering any rights whatsoever.
Okay. So You've spent a lot of time getting to reevaluate your political leanings. You've spent time in different parties, and so you might have a good understanding of where you want the country to go. What do you feel like as far as qualifications? What makes you a viable candidate for president?
Well, you know, I just feel as somebody who's been a working class man, has been in the shoes of, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, I just feel I understand what the people want. And what the people want is change. And I believe I can honestly bring that change.
And that's the social programs you think is going to be what bolsters that change the most? Or what do you think in your platform would bolster change for America?
Well, I think me winning presidency would change so many things for the fact that I'm an outsider, really, when it comes to elected positions. And
right.
Also, just for the fact that, you know, social change, these programs can mean so much for millions and millions of people. And that change could change their lives, you know. Government programs I've seen in the past to help those who have struggled change. And I just believe, you know, if we follow that path, we're going to be on a path of success for a long time.
Okay. So you see your qualification of being an outsider, being a man of the people, from the people, that's what you think is going to bring you the most support in this situation.
Yep, exactly.
All right. So I do have a little bit of breaking news that happened just last night when former Senator Trash dropped out of the race due to some scandal regarding his attempt to maybe swing the Electoral College towards a tie so that he could force the House and Senate to vote on him. So how do you feel about former Senator Trash and his attempt to run dummy candidates?
I talked to Trash, you know. I've spoken to him many times. We were good friends in the ULN. I'll criticize him, you know. I'm going to say, hey, what he did was wrong. What he did was corrupt, you know. And that's one of the main reasons why I left as an affiliate from the UL. I won't stand with a party who's corrupt. So, I mean, he should drop out. He should have dropped out. And, you know, I wish him the best with what any future endeavors he goes to. But at the end of the day, he should have dropped out. And I cannot stand by corruption.
Okay. So for the other opponents, so far we have Sandoval, who's announced, Governor Sandoval. We have his VP pick as Bo. We have Not a Name, who hasn't released a VP pick yet, but I guess has released a platform over Twitter. You're going to be releasing your platform tonight, yeah. You said. Do you have any specific fears or worries about either of these candidates or maybe another candidate coming forward? Do you have anything that you feel like sets you apart from them?
What really sets me apart is really just the fact that I was like a working class. I'm a working class man for most of my life. You know, like I said, I understand the hardships. I understand what the people go through and just how the desire for change. But no candidate brings that actual willpower and that desire and experience to change it, to understand what the actual voting populace went through and goes through on a daily basis. So I believe, you know, working, like I said, for most of my life and having the experience of that, I truly believe I know what's best for the people.
Sure. How do you think that, being a working class man like you are, how do you think that's going to transfer over to needing to handle maybe some of the more litigious or some of the more rigorous parts of the presidency, like foreign affairs and the economy? How do you feel that'll translate to that?
I'm not going to claim I'm an expert on economics. I studied economics in college. But I mean, I understand it decently enough. And then for foreign affairs, I just think, at the end of the day, just understanding other people will definitely help. Instead of just going in like past presidents have and just saying, hey, we're America, this is what we're going to do. I think understanding and connecting across the globe for a more peaceful world would definitely, like globalism will definitely help America and my foreign affairs policy. Because I just don't think we should be like demanding things of other countries or being rude or just doing things you've seen other presidents do in the past, you know.
Sure. All right. So with just one final question for you, do you have any words that you want to tell the potential voters that you might garner?
Of course. I want to tell them, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I understand what you're going through. I know the pain. If you want change, vote for me, because truly I do understand what you are going through. And I promise I will change what you are going through, and I will help make your lives better for you, your children, and their children.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. I'm so glad to have
you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. In other news this week, special elections were held in Jefferson, one for the recently vacant House seat after the expulsion of Oliver Price, and one in the Jefferson Parliament following the resignation from Kestrel. Disguised Jet walked away with the 2nd District Parliament seat, and former State Justice Sisteman was elected to the House of Representatives. We have just a little over a week until the general federal elections and the presidential elections, and there has already been a lot of upset in the presidential race. So the House seats and the few Senate seats that are up for grabs will likely lead to fierce competition, with the left coalition parties facing off against the Libertarian Party members they will attempt to keep their majority in Congress. United Left member Not a Name announced his run for presidency and released a campaign platform over Twitter. Earlier today, he announced XRT as his pick for vice president. So far, our known candidates for president are Sandoval and Senator Beau for the Libertarian ticket, Not a Name and XRT for the United Left, and Ryan and Zarfos running as the independent ticket. With this recent Electoral College scandal fresh in everyone's minds, Trash is unlikely to seek to run as an independent candidate. This is just one of his many scandals and attempts to deceive the American people, and adding now to this list, the former senator has been openly implicated in back alley and disingenuous electioneering efforts. We will be keeping our eyes out for any new developments regarding Trash's participation or efforts to lead other candidates down the rabbit hole of corruption, but currently it's anyone's guess who else might throw their hat in the ring. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen to catch new episodes with the latest news. The Weekly is a public record podcast.